Hello, people. Welcome to our first Espresso Shot episode of the Idea Talks podcast of 2022. Yay, 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 yay. Happy New Year. Hope you're well. Hope you are good. My name is Moadia. This Espresso Shot is part of our Idea Talks podcast, and it's a segment where we just really hone into something. It's a short, sharp episode. We focus on something, and like, you know how espresso just charges you? That is what it's intended to do. And it's an espresso, so it's like you and me meeting for a really quick cup of coffee or you know, an espresso to talk about something really quickly. So that is what we're going to be doing today. So today's episode is talking about feelings and being led by our feelings, or rather not being led by our feelings. But I kind of want to go in a different direction, because I think that a lot of us already understand the fact that we shouldn't be led by our feelings, right? So, you know, if you don't, I will talk a little bit about it, and it's something that you should go and study up on, ask God for, you know, more revelation, and just read up on it yourself, right? But really, feelings are not bad. They're there. God has given us emotions, all of that. But they're not meant to be dictators for our lives. They're meant to be indicators. What do I mean by that? They're not meant to be like, you know, we don't move by how we feel. It doesn't dictate. Our feelings should not dictate the direction in which we should go. Rather, it should complement or supplement or give us an indication of something else. So if someone has a bit of a, say, negative emotion, a negative feeling about something, as an example, what that often does is it reveals, it's an indicator of something else. So we usually indicate that, you know, if somebody has, let's just say, low self-esteem, that's one that, you know, somebody has low self-esteem, it would usually indicate that there's something that maybe they're struggling with. There's a reason for having that low self-esteem or that mindset about themselves, because maybe something else happened. So it's indicating more to it. It's indicating the state of their heart, the way they view themselves. If they have a feeling of another one, negative one, I'll just say again, envy, jealousy, it's indicating the state of their heart towards something as well. And then it's also therefore underneath that, it will indicate what the trigger is, what the reason is, the underlying reason for those emotions, right? So in those examples I've said, you can see that feelings are simply indicators. It shouldn't mean that somebody has low self-esteem, they don't do the things they're not meant to do, or if they have jealousy or envy, that they just act on what the jealousy or envy has in their heart, right? It's not meant to be that you're led by those things. I'm just using the negative emotions as examples, but you know, you can have it the other way around. So, you know, the typical one is boy meets girl, you know, the feeling of, you know, love or the butterflies, all of that. It's not getting married to somebody, for instance, is way beyond just those feelings, right? That you know, that one gets, right? So feelings, again, are simply indicators and not dictators. I think a lot of us understand that at the, you know, the big things. So the things I've spoken about, you know, example, marriage or something like that. We understand that, you know, at the making those big decisions, like sometimes it's like, okay, I don't want to make an emotional decision. You know that you can start thinking too much with, you know, your feelings, and you're like, okay, hang on, let me just take a, not a step back per se, but let me just stop and pause, you know, see what God is saying, actually consider things a little more rather than just my emotions, right? So I think in the big things in life, a lot of us can do that, or have at least intend to do that. Whether or not we do it is a different situation. But what I want to draw on today is, I think, about our mindset. And I think, you know, our mind is a bit of a minefield. Our mind is a minefield, and our mind really works how we train it. Your mind will manifest what you put into it. It would manifest what you listen to, what you read. It would manifest, you know, how you think. Basically, is just it's a component of all these things pumped into you. Your mindset will be from your experiences, what you've listened, how you've either left them there or you've overcome certain things. What you listen to, what you hear, what you see, all of these things make up your mind, right? And you know, your mind is a component of your soul. It's like part of that, you know. So what you read, for instance, your education, all of those things form your mind or your mindset towards things. things. And I think, you know, when so if we think about what I've just mentioned about the mind, what we can therefore see from that is that your mind can actually be trained. You can train your mind to be what it needs to be, right? So this is why, you know, people would, you know, embark on self-development, embark on reading, embark on different things, because they're trying to train their mind into being what it needs to be, because that is really a mind, it can be a minefield of all sorts. So it can be good, it can be bad, right? As believers, the goal is to have the mind of Christ. This is why we constantly surround ourselves with, you know, should be consuming rather the word of God, surrounding ourselves with the word, constantly fellowshipping with Holy Spirit, like we're living from that place, because we want to manifest the mind of Christ. That's the goal. We are transforming more and more to become like him, or to become him, like to become like him, let me say. But yes, so that's the goal, right? But in training our mind from this kind of feelings angle, It was something maybe a day or two ago that I kind of experienced that sort of made me think. I had to pause and be like, actually, this is one area that we tend to slip up a little bit, and that's what causes us to struggle sometimes with emotions. And it's really in the little things. So, you know, sometimes it's like, okay, I've got this instruction from God. This is what I'm going to do today, or this is what I'm going to do tomorrow. Let's just say I'm going to do these five things tomorrow. This is what I need to do. This is the discipline I have. All of those. That's how we've, you know, approached it. Then we wake up the next day and we're like, oh, I don't really feel up to one and two. Let's just say number one is go for a run. I'm just using that because, you know, I can come up to the athlete example, right? But let's just say one of them was go for a run and two or something else. Let's just say, and we wake up and we're like, I really don't feel like doing one or two. And what ends up happening, because we view it as something really small, and maybe we're not an athlete, so we're not viewing that, oh, it's, you know, we have to train and all of that. But we viewed it as something really small. But we've actually allowed our feelings to dictate how we are operating in that moment. And you could say, yes, you know, there's a place for how, you know, your feelings and all of that. And I am not disputing that. But in that example, what we've therefore done is we've given our feelings the sort of superior, you know, we've let it lead us, basically. We let us lead our actions, right? But what I know happens is it's a cumulative thing. So we do that the first day. The next day, we have some six things we need to do. We don't feel like doing three, so we don't do them, right? And then we constantly train our mind into this way of, my feelings can dictate what I'm going to do today. My feelings can dictate the action I'm going to take. My feelings can dictate the action I'm not going to take. My feelings can dictate whether I decide to pray. We do that, you know, we believers do that as well. We do it as, I don't feel up to it today. I know I should pray for 1 hour. I just don't really feel like it today. I don't feel up to it. And we don't. I need to study my Bible. I don't feel up to it today. And I'm not digging at anybody. This is all. I told you, I kind of got here from an example where I looked back. I was like, oh, hang on. Why are you letting your feelings, you know, rob you of this thing you're meant to do? But often we do that, of letting in things we consider, quote unquote, the small things, just the small decisions. It could be like, you know, even in the things we eat, we consume, little daily things, we allow our feelings to sort of stop, or maybe start us doing something we shouldn't do, or stop us from doing something we know we should do. Or it might not even be a bad thing per se, but we literally let our feelings, how we feel in that moment, or, you know, on that day when we wake up, you know, really dictate how we move, you know. And that therefore gives our feelings some sort of superiority. That's the thing I was looking for, what I was looking for before. We give it a sort of superior ranking. So what it therefore means is that when our mind comes to making decisions and processing things, it's looking at feelings. It's like, oh, how do you feel? Okay, yeah, it's the decision of how you feel. Now, feelings have a place, as I say, they're indicators. I'm not saying that every time, you know, we feel like we shouldn't do something, it means that, we're always like ignoring our feelings. I'm not saying that at all. Sometimes they do have a place. Sometimes when you begin to understand how you're wired a bit more, they're actually telling you something that, you know, so they're actually giving you information that is necessary, right? A feeling of fear, or, you know, so a feeling of fear is sometimes danger, right? There's different sorts of fear, but the fearish, dangerous kind of thing is telling you that there's danger ahead. There's all of those things to consider. But what I'm just saying is sometimes just in our simple disciplines, we literally let our feelings dictate which way we should go. And what that results in is letting feelings have the superior ranking in our, you know, our mindset and our decision-making process, that we're never really stable and solid and disciplined, you know. So if you really want to be disciplined this year, get control, you know, take control of your feelings. Do not let them like completely lead you or lead you. See them as indicators. They have their place where they stand, but they're not, it's not what's meant to drive you and drive your everyday decisions and all the things you should do. I hope this blessed you. I hope this made sense. I look forward to hearing from you. Let me know your thoughts. You know, you can go to our Instagram page and, you know, send us a DM, leave us comments, or even wherever you listen to this. We love to hear your comments, all sorts of things. Thank you so much for listening today to the Espresso Shot. Something to ponder on. I think if you feel like you're not feel like, but if you're like, Mo, okay, we started exploring this topic, but I'm not quite sitting with it. I think it's something that is a ponder on topic, and you should go away and think about it a little more. In terms of how you've done things in the past, whether you've been guilty of letting feelings, you know, rob you of certain things, or make, you know, in your decision making process, and how you plan to maybe take that moving forward. We can discuss it again, but I just wanted to leave that with you on this, you know, especially as we start thinking about our year, the disciplines for the year, what the Lord is saying. We must make sure that we don't let our feelings rob us of things we need to do, or don't let our feelings lead us the wrong way. Thank you so much for listening. I love you all. Catch you soon on another episode. All right. Bye.